We have an update now on the case of Shamima Begum. You might recall her story. In 2015, she and two other British teenage girls were spotted on a closed-circuit camera going through security at Gatwick Airport on their way to Syria to join ISIS. This past February, Begum resurfaced in a Syrian refugee camp. She asked to be allowed to return to the UK. Britain stripped her of her citizenship instead. Now Begum is fighting back. British authorities have agreed to provide her taxpayer-funded legal aid in her fight to retain her citizenship. My BBC colleague Dominic Casciani says it's all going to come to a head before a judge in London.
She will have lawyers who will go into a semi-secret court, which effectively deals in national security matters. It's a very strange court. It's in the basement of an anonymous office block on the other side of London. I've been there a few times myself. And those lawyers will put effectively the human rights case for her to be allowed to return to the UK to be reunited with her family, but also challenge what they say is the flawed decision-making by the government to deprive her of her nationality. Now, what then happens is the really interesting bit. We all get kicked out because there'll be secret evidence, effectively an intelligence assessment from our intelligence and security agencies.
We mean the media, right?
Yeah, that's right. The media, the public, we're all forced to leave. The doors are locked. And then at that stage, the secret intelligence assessments, you know, the evidence gathered by our agencies is presented to the judge about why they say, or rather why the Home Secretary says, Shamima Begum should not be allowed back into the country. Now, the twist in that tale is that she herself does not get to see that evidence. She has no idea what the case is against her. So a specially appointed secret barrister who's not allowed to talk to Shamima Begum effectively tries to represent her case.
There are some recent reports that suggest that Shamima Begum has not told the full story of her time with ISIS. Like these new reports suggest, she carried an automatic weapon and was part of the ISIS morality police, enforcing dress codes and that kind of thing. What do we know about her role and how might the new reports impact her case?
I think it's very difficult at this stage to know for sure exactly what happened in the 4 years that she was within the territory. So in Shamima Begum's case, we have these allegations that she was helping suicide bombers, that she was carrying weapons, she was involved in the morality police. Where they've come from is not quite clear. I think it's going to be very, very difficult to know for sure. If she has more to say about this, I dare say we're not actually going to hear it until she is perhaps out of those refugee camps, because one of the theories doing the rounds is that the interviews she gave in which she suggested she had no regrets were perhaps not even the whole truth from her perspective, because she was in a precarious situation. And if she'd said that she regretted her time with IS, that may have endangered her. And we've certainly seen that in other cases where terrorism analysts say there are people out there who are desperate to come home realizing they've made a mistake and they're prepared to come home and pay for that mistake, but they can't quite say so because if they do so, their lives will be in danger.
How eager is the UK to put Begum on trial or in jail? And what would happen to her if she wins the case to reinstate her citizenship?
The UK government will be absolutely delighted if she never, ever gets into the country ever again. They don't want these people back. France has a clear policy at the moment that it's trying to bring back French national children who are in Syria on the basis that those children have, you know, they have a right to be in France, and France has a duty to try and protect them because they are children. The UK's position on this isn't clear, other than it doesn't really want to have people back, which is why people have been deprived of nationality. So I think in many respects, this is going to be the test case, if it ever actually properly gets going, that will really push the government into declaring its hand about what it really wants to see happen.
The BBC's Dominic Casciani, thanks very much.
Thank you.